Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Free at Last podcast. I'm Mick.
And I'm Tammy.
We're coming to you live from the Appalachian Mountains right here in the home of Eastern Kentucky. And we're very excited about what's happening right here at the Free at Last Ministries. Before we get into our topic tonight, we want to invite you to join us on our fan base app. We got our first exclusive content on there. Of course, we have free content on there, too. But if you'd like to help financially support the ministry, there's going to be some exclusive stuff on there that's not ever going to be out to the public, per se. And then there'll be some that you will have first access to. And there's all kinds of other great content on there, too, from other creators. So if you like to support ministries or your favorite artists or anything like that, hop over to the fan base and check us out. The first content we have, the last video we uploaded to YouTube was titled Our First Paranormal Investigation. And the exclusive content is I give commentary on why we actually did that and who we were actually talking to. And if you want to know more, you'll just have to... You'll have to tune in.
Tune in.
But we're very excited about what God is doing. I know last weekend, our Sunday morning service, we baptized three. And I know there was other churches that had baptisms too. So we know God is moving in our area. And I told a few people in church, I said, it feels like we're on the verge of revival. And I hope that's going on in every church house, not just ours. And very excited to see what God is doing.
Amen.
So with that in mind, I thought a cool little thing to talk about tonight, which you can tell by the title, says, I'm saved, now what? So what we thought we would do, we would give like a few tips, you know, just a few pointers. It's been a while since we've been saved, but... this is some of the things that we wish somebody would have told us when we first got saved. So we're going to share a few pointers, few tidbits, nothing exhaustive by no means, but just a few things to help you get pointed in the right direction.
And the scripture that comes to mind for those of us who've been saved, quite a while, years.
Like us.
that we can pray. I believe it was like, was it David in the Psalms who said, restore the joy of my salvation?
That's right.
And so to see these people saved and baptized and have that newness and that freshness of their salvation, it's really amazing to witness that because, you know, it's the power of God. And I get emotional at baptisms anyway. I told our youth kids, I cry at two things, baptisms and babies being born. And, you know, it's just being able to witness new life and, these that gave their heart to the Lord and that were baptized, it's like they're new babes in Christ. And as seasoned Christians, as those who've been in the walk for a while, we have to get around these people and, you know, love on them and teach them. And, 1 Timothy, I believe it is, you know, we're supposed to be examples to those that, God has put in our circle.
That's right.
And so lift those new converts up and, restore the joy of our salvation.
That's right. And if somebody getting saved doesn't give you joy, then, you know, you might need to trip back to the altar yourself. Amen. Get a courtesy amen on that one.
Amen.
But,
So what's next after salvation?
Well, this is going to sound harsher than what it really is, but our first tip, one of the first things that comes to mind when the woman washed Jesus' feet and he told her, said, go and sin no more. And so when you first get saved, you'll kind of want to put a guard up to not try to do some of the old bad habits that that you used to have. Now, when Jesus says, go and sin no more, he doesn't mean that he expects you to be perfect. What he's saying is it's time to change your thought process. Because when you get saved, it's like you're a new creation in Christ. And whoever you was before you got saved, that's the old person now. Because now you're a new person. A lot of people think of change as doing a 360 turn. But when you get saved, it's what you're really doing. You're doing half of that. You're doing a 180. Because if you do a 360, you end up right back in the same spot where you started out. But if you do a 180, you're going the opposite way of where you was going. So our first tip would be find a trusted saint that you know to hold you accountable, because you'll be on a spiritual high for a little bit, but you'll want to make sure that you have somebody holding you accountable, because, you know, even though you're a new person, we'll get into this later, but your flesh will want to do what the flesh used to do.
Right.
And that's why the Apostle Paul told us to crucify ourselves daily.
So, okay, here's the question, the follow-up question, that a new believer, they have received salvation and you've said, go and sin no more. What happens if they do, like, you know, have...
Well, if something happens when you slip up, and you will slip up, I mean, we all do. The great thing now is, like, before you got saved, you didn't know how to deal with, you didn't have an advocate which stands in the middle between you and God. Now, when the Holy Spirit lets you know that you messed up, then you can repent. And that means that you turn away from whatever it is that you feel like you've sinned in. Some things, that's going to be an easy thing to overcome. Some things, it's going to be a lifetime to overcome. The difference is now, it's like you have Jesus with you walking through every trial and every tribulation that you're going to walk in.
Amen.
And, you know, and that first big slip up, I'll go ahead and tell you, you'll probably feel terrible. You'll probably feel like you've messed up so bad that there's nothing that Jesus would want to do with you anymore. And that's a total lie from the enemy. Mm-hmm. When we mess up, we really learn how deep the love of God is, because, you know, before I've tried to run away. Before I ever met God, I tried to run away from him. When I knew him and I messed up and I tried to run away again, you cannot outrun God. It's like his love will chase you down. And pretty much, well, to me, it was like he pestered me enough to where I just eventually gave in.
Yeah.
But you cannot outgrow the love of God.
Amen. And we want to welcome in the group tonight, Pastor Rhema, Sister Mary, Sister Morgan. Pastor Jason's on here too.
All right.
And we love you guys, and we appreciate your support, and we know that God's doing great and mighty things in your churches.
We got all the generals on tonight. But yeah, the first one we would say is go and sin no more, which that's where you really learn about the love and the drawing power of God. Our second one would be, and when we say this, we don't mean that you have to do this for hours and hours on end every day, but you want to make sure that you're in your word every day, especially for a new convert. What we suggest is, one of the mistakes we made is, or that I made, it's like, I'm going to read this thing from cover to cover. And, you know, a new convert not knowing anything, when you get to the books of, like, Leviticus
and Deuteronomy,
the law and the genealogies, I was like, my goodness. So what we suggest is to start in the book of John. That's where you're going to learn about Jesus, the love of Jesus. You'll learn about the other trials and stuff that the other apostles went through with walking with Jesus, and you'll find out about other followers of Jesus that you can relate to.
And you know, it's like, how do you learn about the Father? How do you learn about Jesus? You read the Word and read the stories, and you know the things that Jesus went through, and to get where he was on the cross. You know, it just puts into perspective the main scope of he died for all of us.
That's right.
And in a lot of the Gospels, he speaks in parables. And we know that was so that everyone could understand. And so familiarize yourself with the Word of God, especially the New Testament, and then you can get into the Old Testament. You know, later on down the road, like Mickey said, you don't have to read it front to back in that order, because that is challenging.
Yeah.
But start small, you know.
Amen. And the third one might be a tough one for, I know it was for me, because I was always a, I never was much of a public person. But the third one is, we highly recommend you get baptized. And, you know, this is what this does is this actually helps embolden your faith, because what getting baptized does, it is you publicly proclaiming, I'm a follower of Jesus now. The person that you knew before I met Jesus is dying as I go into the water. When I come up, I'm a new creation.
Amen.
That's putting action to your words of what you're proclaiming that you are. And yeah, and it's also a picture of how Jesus, when he died and he went into the earth and he took the keys of hell, death, and the grave, and he came back up. That's also symbolizing that you are in that death, burial, and resurrection.
The old man.
The old man. Mm-hmm. And you're raised up into the new life that you're in now.
Amen. We want to welcome in Brother Josh. He's watching tonight.
Hey, Josh. And the next one we want to give out there is just as important as all the other ones, is have an active prayer life. And then again, this, like with the Bible reading, this ain't to say that you have to pray like 24 hours a day, but the Bible says to pray continually, which means that you can pray in your heart because God knows your heart. You can be in a room full of crowded people and be saying, oh, Lord, you know, show up in the midst of these people. You know, use me however you want to be. Use me. Use anybody else. Just move in this place, God.
And, you know, for a new convert, a new believer, when you say, oh, just pray about it. Well, sometimes if they're new in the faith, they're not going to know how to pray.
Yeah.
And so we just tell our people, it's just like you're having a conversation, just like we are. You're just talking to the Father.
That's right.
And, you know, it doesn't have to be these big, long prayers or big, long words or
16:11 version.
Or, you know, it's just prayer is a communication between you and the Father.
Right.
And, you know, and that's how you get to know someone. Like when you're in a relationship, you talk with them, you text with them, you call them, you go places with them. And, you know, it's like, take God where you go.
That's right.
And let your light shine before men. And they're going to see that change in you. They're going to see that you're not the old person that they remember you as.
And the more that they see that you're not who you was, eventually they're going to ask you, it's like, what's wrong with you? Yeah. It's like, you're different.
What happened to you, brother? You know, it's like, well, praise God.
You could say, well. And then the next one is be sanctified. Now, sanctified is one of those words that sounds like it means like, oh, holy, holy, holy. But what it actually means is just be set apart, mm-hmm. be different. God has created you with your own personality, with your own whatever he's gifted and called you to do. Be set apart with that. One of the examples that I can give, and most of you guys that's been listening for a while already know this, but I used to play in the bars a lot before I got saved because it was easy money. I mean, it's like to me, it was like as easy as breathing. And one of the struggles that I had was at I was praying all the time. It's like, well, Lord, do I need to give up playing in the bar, or do I need, if it's offends you, it's like I'll lay it down. But of course, everybody tried to talk me into playing because people that like to go and do that kind of stuff like to hear music. And but I had to make that choice. It's mm-hmm. like, if I was going to do this, it's like, even if it cost me all my friends, and it did, it's like when I said, I'm going to play in church, and if you want to hear me play, come to church, because that's where I'll be playing. And it's like, I didn't know, I was being sanctified at that point, but there was a lot of closed doors after that. And it's like, and it wasn't because I thought of any different of the people that I used to play with, but because I made that choice to follow Jesus, it's like they shut the door my way, and that's okay.
Yeah. And another example of this is, somebody calling you up wanting you to go here or there where you used to go, places that they know you well, and you have to say, no, man, I'm not doing that stuff anymore. And, that takes boldness, but you can do that through Christ. And that's part of being sanctified, like Mickey was talking about, just separating from what tempts you. You can't dabble. That's the word that's coming to mind. It's, you have a new life, and it's a good life. And
we say all the time, it's like your salvation is free, but the presence of Jesus in your life, eventually it will cost you something. Yeah. It'll cost you your old habits. It'll cost you old friends. It'll cost you old ways. Salvation's free, but the peace of God is, you have to make that choice to be sanctified.
And in that, you get a church family. You have brothers and sisters in the Lord that become your family. And we've often said that our church family feels more like family than our real family.
That's right.
And it's because they're not walking, with the Lord, and they're choosing to do things that, is things that we've said no to. And so we've made friends and family in church. God restores.
That's right. Yeah, you have to find people that you can be in one mind and one accord with. Because if anybody, relationship-wise, whether it's blood family or friends, if anybody's trying to get you to water down or compromise on the Word of God, that's what's called being unequally yoked.
Yeah.
And that's something that you need to separate from.
Amen.
And the last one we'll give is share Jesus with others. You know how you came to know Jesus? Somebody told you about him.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that can be like we just talked about. That doesn't mean you have to talk all the time. They could just be, I remember a sister telling me one time, I was in West Liberty, and I used to be a furniture delivery guy, and I had to go over there to deliver something, and she started coming to our church in Moorhead, but the day that I stopped to get my lunch that day was at, it used to be a food court over there. But anyway, she remembered seeing me, and I never met her before. She started coming to our church in Moorhead, and she told me, she said, I know you're a man of God, because she said, I seen you in West Liberty that day. She said, you was by yourself. But she said, when you sat down to eat your food, I seen you pray over your food. And she said, I knew because you didn't have anybody around you. And she said, that really spoke to me that I seen you pray over your food. And, you know, just what you do without saying a word can be a witness. And that's the challenge to all of us, whether we're new to this or we've been in this for 20 years. It's like we got to remember to keep the main thing the main thing.
Amen.
Because like when we lose our focus, that's when we start to drift off, you know, too far away from the shore, and we get in deep waters.
Amen. So we just wanted to give those tips tonight and to encourage you to, you know, to grow in your salvation, to grow stronger in the Lord, to learn about Him and His ways and how much love He has for His children. And, you know, all we can do is just thank Him and praise Him.
That's right.
For His many blessings, for what He's saved us from, what He's delivered us from, the harm that He's kept us from. And He loves each and every one of us. We are His children.
That's right. And before we get off here, I want to throw this out here one more time. I'm looking for some testimonies. So if you guys know anybody, or if you're listening to this on YouTube and you'd like to give your testimony, we would like for you to share your testimony. I'd like to hear stories of how God brought you out of something that you no longer fear, because I'd like to do a series called We Ain't Scared. And if we can get together with you and do an interview for you to tell your story, there's going to be a little prize involved.
Ooh, prize?
Yeah. We might give away a Free At Last podcast shirt, or maybe a Freedom Fighter dog tag, or a Freedom Keeper.
Or amen.
Somewhere along those lines.
Yeah. So if you know someone who has a powerful testimony and they're willing and wanting to share, then just send them by our way and we would love to hear from them.
Absolutely. And I tell you, I really believe that like there's a lot of churches on the verge of revival here. It's like ever since Easter, God's really been moving. And I know He's not just moving in our church, but it's like what you can see Him doing with the kids in our church. I mean, it blows my mind.
Yeah.
Even the young ones, like the real little kids.
Yeah. The school age ones.
School age, yeah.
Elementary.
Elementary.
All right. Well, I think we're going to wrap it up tonight, and we thank you for watching. We thank you for listening and watching the replay as well, and we pray that you have a wonderful, blessed week and enjoy this weather that we're having.
Amen.
And just be blessed. We love you guys.
Till next week.